Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
My plan.
Here's John Williams.
We're going to do the best we can. Mm-hmm. 109, this is WGN Radio. John Williams live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And good Lord, we've got things to listen to and talk about, and that will include you doing the listening and also getting a chance to call in and say, hey, John, here's why I think James Comey was fired. By the way, Kim, are we able to listen in?
We are. Let's go to Sarah Sanders, who's giving the White House press briefing today.
The president will be meeting with Acting Director McCabe later today to discuss that very thing, the morale at the FBI, as well as make an offer to go directly to the FBI if he feels that that's necessary and appropriate, and we'll certainly provide further information on that meeting for you guys.
The organization that represents FBI agents is asking for a voice in the selection process of Mr. Comey's successor. Is that something the president
I haven't had that conversation.
Okay, well, it's just kind of interesting. We'll continue to monitor that. It's been going on, but what a day.
We've been at it for a while now.
I wanted Sean Spicer to do the show today.
I know, and isn't it ironic that Melissa McCarthy's on Saturday Night Live hosting and no Spicer for this?
Where's Sean Spicer's show? That's our favorite TV show, the Sean Spicer Show. And how bizarre was it last night that when they said there would be no further comment from the White House about the James Comey dismissal, the press just hung around and hung around. And I don't know if they meant this literally or figuratively, but the Tribune reported, and others did as well, that Spicer and his staff locked themselves in their office. Locked. I don't know. But they waited. And so then they said, okay, we're going to break. We're going to bolt out of here. We can't sleep here tonight, and the press won't go away. So they just sort of made a beeline for the parking lot. But by this time, Donald Trump had been watching the coverage on TV. And he was so disappointed that nobody was defending his position on the cable shows, perhaps in part because he hadn't communicated to his staff and he didn't want them out there anyway. But he was so disappointed that nobody was defending him that he now said to Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer and Ms. Huckabee here, they said, okay, you guys go out there and you defend us. So then they went out to defend them. But it wasn't the way you normally do these sorts of things. That is, maybe in the White House press briefing room or at some other place where you would have a press conference. They just went out there. And so there's Sean Spicer. And I think he was going to try and electronically send some sort of message, but for some reason that wasn't working. They should have contacted Anthony Weiner. I believe that's where all important documents go. But anyway, so Spicer is now standing somewhere outside the White House along a hedgerow, quote unquote, in the dark. In fact, he asked that the TV lights be turned off. And then he had a sort of spontaneous ad hoc press conference there with the core that had settled around him. The strangest times. Bob Walsh is on a phone line. He's a former FBI special agent, and he joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Bob. It's John Williams. Welcome to our show.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. Tell me a little bit about what you did for the FBI.
Well, when I had a 27-year career, and when I retired, I was the head of the office in San Francisco. And before that, I headed the office in San Diego. And I spent a lot of years in Chicago. I was the assistant agent in charge in Chicago.
What do you make?
Currently, I'm the chairman of the former FBI agents in Chicago, and I had been chairman of the FBI Foundation nationwide.
So a career in service to the FBI. What did you make?
I did. I spent a lot of years in the FBI.
What did you make of James Comey as the head of the FBI?
You know, I liked Jim Comey. I think he was refreshing. I think from the discussions I had with agents, they liked him. He got involved. He was a quick study. He was as smart as can be. I can recall he would get up and give an hour talk without looking at a single note. And he just never missed a beat. And I think he was good for the FBI.
Why do you think he was dismissed? Why do you think he was fired?
Well, of course, I'm sure the reason they'll give is that it was too political. He got just too involved and controversial. My guess is that you know, he wasn't really part of the administration. He was left over from the other administration, and for whatever reason, and I don't know the reason, for whatever reason, they decided that it wasn't worth it to keep him.
Well, the worst case scenario is that he was fired because he was about to either reveal damaging goods to the administration or that the ongoing investigation was going to do that, and Donald Trump doesn't want somebody who's kind of hawkish on this thing to be working it. So they just dismiss James Comey, and then Donald Trump will get to appoint his own head of the FBI, and he's got cover with Jeff Sessions, well, sort of not. But you understand my point? What do you think of that scenario?
You know, I don't know. The investigation, whatever they have going, and I certainly don't know what's going on, but whatever they have going is going to keep going. The agents, FBI agents working the cases, and it's just not agents. It's agents and there's supervisors and there's agents in charge and they got legal counsel. They got everybody working these cases, and they're not going to drop it. You know, if you look at the agents themselves are not political. If you look at Chicago, you know, they investigated and convicted a Democratic governor, and then they had previously convicted a Republican governor. In the city of Chicago, politics, whoever seems to come up on the radar is investigated and really doesn't have anything to do with politics.
It would be unlikely in your experience, in your decades in the FBI, if there is a popular or unpopular Democrat or Republican president, that wouldn't trickle down to the enthusiasm with which the agents do their job?
I don't think so. I mean, they may have their personal opinions, but as far as doing the job, you know, the laws are written in a certain way, and they follow the guidelines that they have. And, the FBI is a very controlling organization also. Everything is done. Everything is put on paper. There are file reviews every 60 or 90 days that, just for the routine agents, their cases will be reviewed. And agents are motivated by results. If they're looking at a violation, they want to develop the elements of that violation. They want to prove it. They want to get their case indicted. And once it's indicted, they want to do everything they can to make sure that the proper evidence is put into court and the case ends up in a conviction. So I don't think agents in the field doesn't make any difference. I mean, we've had, allegations against Catholic priests and Catholic agents or Catholic police officers can work those cases. It doesn't matter. It's the violation that they look at and not the politics.
Yeah. I got a couple of callers with questions and comments. You want to take a couple of these with me, Bob Walsh?
I'll give it a try.
Are you sitting in a bird sanctuary? Where are you, sir?
I'm out on my patio here. I want to go back inside.
I want to be you someday. So you're sitting on your patio in California, right? And the birds are chirping and the sun is...
This is Naperville.
I had you in California for some reason. All right, hold the line for just a second, and we'll pick up some phone calls. Naperville, San Diego, whatever. My number is 312-981-7200. My question to him and to you is, why do you think that James Comey was fired? The president and the staff are on TV right now saying that they are surprised at the pushback, and that how is it that anybody is shocked that James Comey was fired? Of course he should be fired. Bob Walsh is on the phone line, a former FBI special agent. He worked in California. He's also worked in the Chicago office. He's in Naperville right now where the birds were chirping. Let's see if Bob is still there. Hey, Bob, are you still there?
I'm here.
Now it sounds like Naperville, not San Diego.
That's right.
I got a couple questions and comments from some of our listeners. Let's just take them as they come. We'll start with Mitch. You're on WGN. Hi, Mitch. You're on the air.
Well, thank you so much, John. My only thought on this whole thing is that it kind of looks like or smacks of being a Nixonian-type Watergate cover-up.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the Saturday Night Massacre. That's the thing that people are mostly comparing it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nixon fired, I think his name was Cox, if I'm not mistaken, and... you know, it all came back to haunt him later on. I don't see how this could be a cover-up. At least that's what it looks like to me.
Thanks for the phone call. And whatever it is, how does the president not appreciate that? How does he not think that we won't think that, even if it's not true, even if there's no cover-up, even if, in fact, Comey three times told the president that he's not under investigation, which, by the way, is a wrinkle we haven't gotten into yet. But how does he not think that we won't talk along these lines? And if we are going to, then how is it that he didn't tell Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer, hey, guys, here's the play. Here's what we're going to say because this is the truth, and let's go with this unified message. It's not conniving. It's just getting your ducks in a row. How did that not happen? Don't ask me. You have anything to say about that, Bob?
Well, I agree with you. I think it the way it came down really is problematic. Jim Comey had a good career in the Department of Justice and certainly in the FBI, and he deserved better treatment than to hear that he's being fired while he's out in Los Angeles, ready to give a speech to FBI agents during an award ceremony out there. So it doesn't matter what the reason was, it never should have happened the way it did.
They walk, Trump's bodyguard with a manila envelope walks to the FBI office in Washington, D.C., and drops his letter of termination in his inbox, then gets back in his car and drives away. That's how they did it. And then when it is made public, you're right, Comey is giving a presentation to the FBI in California. CNN's on, and they go, isn't that funny? Ha, ha, ha. It's a joke. Look, Trump just fired you. And then they realize, oh, my gosh, it's not a joke. He gets back on the plane, flies home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unconscionable that they would do it that way. You know, in the Bureau, of course, they fire agents every once in a while for misconduct, but they always give them, you know, their day in court. You know, they bring them in, they interview them, they get their side, they explain everything to them, and then if they need to, they'll terminate them.
Well, but even if it's fait accompli, even if they're just, there will be no conversation, but you owe the man at least a face-to-face sit down and let him prepare for it. Get him out of that embarrassing situation.
Exactly. And, you know, Comey had a reputation, from what I hear from my friends that are still in the FBI, he had a reputation that he would inform all of the FBI employees on any major situation or decision that he had to make. And I'm sure he would have liked the opportunity to make his case or at least say goodbye to his colleagues.
All right, we got more calls. Steve, you're on WGN. What did you want to say, Steve? You're on the air.
Hey, John. You know, I just have a quick observation. You know, in the second paragraph, it stated that President Trump said, oh, you know, call me, thank you for telling me three times I was under investigation. One, I guess I look at it like this, is that if the president had asked Comey this three times, that meant that he knew something was going on, or he knew that he was going to be in trouble for something, and he was wondering if it came down yet. On the other hand, if Comey just freely offered this information, then to me that would mean that it was a criminal case that could be brought against James Comey. In that circumstance, wouldn't there be immunity possibly offered in exchange for further testimony among all subjects of Russia, campaign involvement, blah, 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 blah?
Here's what I know, and it may be more than Bob knows on the phone line right now, but they just asked at this White House press briefing today about that. And the official word was that they don't have anything else to say about the three times that Comey allegedly told Donald Trump he's not under investigation. When Anderson Cooper brought that up with Kellyanne Conway last night on TV, they got into an argument. It wasn't Anderson Cooper. It was Cuomo brought it up with, I believe, Kellyanne Conway. And he was asserting that Trump asked, and she said, you don't have any proof of that. When they read this same paragraph, it doesn't say Trump asked. It simply says, you told me on three separate occasions, you informed me that I'm not under investigation. So then why would Comey, without a prompt, do that? Under what circumstances did that happen? Why would Comey do that? And the White House is mum on that so far today. We don't know how that went down.
But if he did do that, isn't that cause for some type of prosecution? Because wouldn't that be against protocol and against the law for the FBI agent to speak of any ongoing investigation, whether true or not?
What about that, Bob? What do you think about that?
Oftentimes, the prosecutor or an agent will tell somebody they're not under investigation. We just you know, they just, it's not like they're releasing any information. They're just saying, okay, you're not, that doesn't mean there was an investigation. That means he's not the target of the investigation.
Well, that's surprising to me too, though. I mean, let's take the president at face value here. Are you a little surprised, Bob, that the president isn't part of, is not an object of an investigation into Russian meddling in the election?
You know, I don't know what the allegations were. They would have gotten some allegations, some information would have been put together either through the electronic, reviewing electronic surveillance, or maybe they have a cooperating witness or informant. Something predicated the case. And it may or may not involve the president. It may, you know, chances are it does certainly involve some of his colleagues or people on his staff or supporters. I don't know. I just don't know enough about it. I don't think anyone outside the FBI really knows enough about what that case is.
No, but hold on. But you know a little bit about protocol, so I'm just going to read this sentence to you one more time. The president said in his letter, "While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless confer with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau." So this is Trump telling the world that on three separate occasions, Comey told Trump that. And you're telling me, I just want to be clear about this, I'm not doubting you, but you're telling me that that does not strike you as unusual, that if you're not under investigation, they would tell you you're not under investigation. That
could happen. Sometimes they do. You know, I think it is unusual that sentence is in the letter. I think it's very surprising that he would put that in the letter. But as far as telling somebody they're not under investigation, that happens. You know, that's not unusual. It's not a violation. You know, I mean, look at you. You see it on TV all the time. They say, "Well, am I under investigation?" No, you're not. We're looking.
Oh, we see stuff.
Somebody else.
Wait a minute. I see stuff on TV all the time, but it ain't true. You worked in the FBI. You were in the Bureau for what, 4 decades, and you're telling me that on occasion this will happen. So the remarkable thing is more that the president revealed that rather than
exactly.
That may have happened. All right. Yeah. Hey, Bob, listen, I'm out of time, but let's say you and I touch bases again. I appreciate your thoughts and expertise.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Bob Walsh, thanks for joining us today on WGN, former FBI agent in sunny Naperville.